Hello, folks. Once again, this is Doug Hagan of the Daily Gator blog with another of my daily thoughts, which I haven't done in a while. Some voice issues, other issues, time constraints. But I'm going to really try to get these out much more often. And today, it's time to pick on Al Sharpton a little bit. Have you seen Al Sharpton? His head's really big. His hair's really big still, but his body is shrinking. I'm worried about Al. And welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought. Today, folks, I'm marveling at something. What I'm marveling at is how is it if a conservative, especially a white conservative, called people homos, faggots, and other slurs. Bad thing about Chinese people, bad thing about Jewish people. If a white conservative did that, would they ever get a gig on any network, CNN, Fox, wherever? No. Now, we know they wouldn't get a gig on MSNBS because MSNBS doesn't hire conservatives. And if anyone out there is thinking, well, wait, Morning Joe Scarborough. Joe Scarborough hasn't been a conservative since 1994 when he lied about being a conservative. Basically, Joe Scarborough at MSNBS occasionally has two jobs. Occasionally be correct and agitate liberals, not too much though, and to make sure that he washes the feet of Mika Brzezinski, his idiot co-host. But I don't want to talk about Morning Joe or Joe Scarborough. I want to talk about the second rating race pimp in the world, Al Sharpton. Because, let's face it, Jesse Jackson is the king of race pimping. But Al Sharpton, who, as I noted, he seems to be getting smaller every day. It's like he got attacked by a tribe. Remember the people that would shrink your head? You know, throw something on your head would shrink. And Beetlejuice, that's a movie. You ever seen the movie Beetlejuice when the guy shrunk heads? It seems like they got it backwards with Al. They left his head alone, very large. The hairdo is still there, which I call him Al Pimp My Hair Sharpton. But his body's shrinking. He's shriveling up into nothing. But Al Sharpton, I raised a question about, could a white conservative get a gig anywhere in media if they said those things? Yet Al Sharpton is loved by that he's embraced. He's an expert. The president of the United States is actually meeting with Al Sharpton now to get advice on what, I don't know, maybe on his hair. Do you imagine President Obama, or Michelle Obama for that matter, with Al Sharpton's hair? Somebody should do a Photoshop of that. That would be hilarious. But let's go back in time to the Morton Downey Jr. show. I don't know if anyone remembers that. Excuse me, but Morton Downey Jr. had a very volatile show, and Al Sharpton was around back then. He was in his junior race pimp days then. He was just a teen race pimper. But I remember on the show he was getting to an argument and calling somebody a punk-ass faggot. You've probably seen that video. YouTube it, you'll find it. It also, in 1994, someone tweeted this today. Very telling. This was a quote from a speech Al Sharpton gave in 1994, in which he said, white folk, was in the caves while we was building empires. Now, I don't know where the white folks was when Al was learning basic grammar skills, obviously somewhere else. But listen to it again. White folks was in the caves while we was building empires. We taught philosophy and astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek homos ever got around to it. So now the Greeks were all homos, or they were in 1994. I don't know what Al thinks now. Again, any conservative, especially a white one, saying those types of things, would they ever get a gig? Yet the media embraces Sharpton. MSNBC gave him his own show. How does that work? I'll tell you how it works, folks. It works because there's an extreme double standard on what is racist and what is not, and what is acceptable and what is not in political discourse in America. The left basically has a free rein, carte blanche. Say what you will. We don't care. We're not going to say. You know, Joe Biden can say stupid things every 5 seconds, pretty much what he does. He can say insensitive remarks about Indians and anything else, but he's okay. He's a liberal. Al Sharpton can be an open racist, open homophobe, apparently, and he gets a free pass. A conservative says nothing controversial, nothing out of the way, and they're accused of racism all the time. And you wonder why we think the media is biased? You wonder why. So there you go, folks. Remember, if you're white, just last week, Al thinks you were in the cave. Well, he was building empires. Well, he is building an empire based on race pimping and racial division. He's teaching the philosophy of race baiting. And astrology, I don't know, but I know that people that believe Al Sharpton do have their heads firmly implanted in their asses. And mathematics? Here's some mathematics for you, Al. You don't add up. You lie. You go to places, you stir up trouble, you cause racial division, you cause strife, and then you run away, and when the facts come out, when the things you were saying weren't true, you're nowhere to be found. And in cases like the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case, you just lie, 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 lie. When the facts come out in the trial and Zimmerman's acquitted, you continue to tell the same lies. Everything's racist. Everything's racism. How about homophobia, Al? Well, I look forward to your apology to the Greek people. I look forward to your apology to white people, Al. And I look forward to one day when the media looks at you and says, you're an ass clown, go away, no more show, no more publicity. You're nothing but a race-pimping publicity whore, Al. Now go get a decent haircut. Because you couldn't even get a job selling used cars with that hairdo, Al. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. I'll talk to y'all later.